After the ceremony was over, Dr. Bernice King told WABE she supports placing a statue of her father in front of Georgia's Capitol.
I think it's a great effort. I mean, other states in our nation have statues, some not at their state capitol, some at their state capitol. And with Daddy being a son of Georgia, I think it's certainly apropos. But we always have to remember that it's the work and not the monuments that we have to focus our efforts on.
This fall, Governor Deal issued an executive order to have the statue of Thomas Watson moved. The order cited Capitol construction as the reason. Last week, Governor Deal was noncommittal when WABE's Dennis O'Hare asked him about his thoughts on a statue in King's honor.
Well, that's a decision I think the members of the General Assembly need to make. It's not one that the governor should impose on them. I feel certain there will be discussions about that probably this year.
Representative Tyrone Brooks is sponsoring legislation to place a statue of King on Capitol grounds. Brooks says he's not insulted that Governor Deal is leaving the decision up to the legislature.
I'm giving the governor an opportunity to take his time to study. He served in the Senate. He served in the U.S. Congress. And now he's our chief executive. So I know at some point the governor's going to take a position. But I believe eventually he will support this movement. I really believe that in my heart.
House Majority Leader Larry O'Neill says he supports placing a statue of King on Capitol grounds. But O'Neill says cost is a factor. However, he says it would help if private groups raised money for the statue. O'Neill also raised concerns about safety.
We're told that the steps on that side of the Capitol are defective. We've been warned that there is potential danger there. Long before any statue moving took place or anything else, it's been in a long-term plan on the drawing board for reparation.
Brooks says he would prefer the front of the Capitol, but he says he's willing to place a statue elsewhere on Capitol grounds. Brooks's legislation is currently in a House committee. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.